Nourish your inner power with alcohol-free organic sparkling teas and botanicals made with ethically sourced, regeneratively grown ingredients. That's right, drinksarilla.com. That's drink SARILLA.com. And you can check out their variety of flavors from sparkling organic green hibiscus tea to sparkling organic white ginger tea. They have sparkling organic apple black tea, sparkling organic lemon black tea, Tulsi lime sparkling botanical, and rooibos vanilla sparkling botanical as well. That's six different flavors to serve. Or you can check them out online and get the Cirilla Starter Pack sampler gift. DrinkCirilla.com. Try it today. All information herein is for information purposes only. Nothing heard on this podcast is considered financial advice. Bullish Picks cannot and does not assess, verify, or guarantee the adequacy, accuracy, or completeness of any information heard on this show. The hearer bears responsibility for her or his own investment research and decisions. Great day, family. You are tapped into the Bullish Picks podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell, right here. Streaming on your favorite podcast and platform, where we give you everything you need from Main Street to Wall Street so that you can navigate these choppy waters. You've got stock market questions. I've got stock market answers. Tap in. Catch me on IG at Ask Blank.
All right. We are here. We are back in the mix with another edition of the Bullish Picks podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell. And we are plowing through my list of bargain basement picks. That's right. My top 24 stock at $24 per share or less for the year 2024. And we're going to just keep bringing them to you. Now, again, just because you hear it on here, hear me ranting and raving about a company does not mean you go jumping into that pool of water 2 feet first. It is okay to stick your big toe in. Heck, it's okay to stick your baby toe in. But before you stick any toes in, do your homework, do your research, and make sure that the company aligns with your strategy, with your values, and with your interests, and that you understand, better yet, overstand their business model, right? Make sure that the money makes sense to you, okay? I'm really throwing these companies on here because they're name brand companies under $24. So we have to kind of do that homework, and we're doing more of it together. So I'm not recommending any of these companies as a must do, a must have, right? I'm not here to tell you to pull the trigger, but if something interests your ear and piques your interest, by all means, consider doing your research and do some due diligence to see if you like what you come across. So this next company is a company I have a personal affinity for because I like their product. I think that they deliver a quality product, and sometimes that's what you need to take you on your path. If you like something and know other people that experienced it, a product or service likes it as well, that may be what you needed for the seed, right? Plant the seed to go do the homework and say, I might want to look into this. Now, I don't think this is one that you get into for explosive growth, but I do think it's one that you could invest in for the long haul and potentially see some solid appreciation over the course of a couple of years. All right. I don't think this is going to be an overnight success. And most of the stocks I talk about aren't overnight successes. All right. But this is Sirius XM Holdings, Sirius XM Holdings Company, ticker SIRI. And I'm jumped into their investor relations page on their company's corporate website, investor.siriusxm.com. And they boast being the leaders in audio entertainment, delivering quality content throughout North America with a portfolio of audio businesses, including its flagship subscription entertainment service, SiriusXM, and the ad-supported and premium music streaming services of Pandora, an expansive podcast network, and a suite of businesses and advertising solutions, reaching a combined monthly audience of approximately 150 million listeners. SiriusXM offers a broad range of content for listeners everywhere they tune in, with a diverse mix of live, on-demand, and curated programming across music, talk, news, and sports. Okay. So a little bit about them. They have been around since 2013 and headquartered in New York. And the company is in the communication services sector, entertainment industry, boasting 5,680 full-time employees. We take a look around the vehicle. We can look at some of their statistics. At the time of this article, trading at just a hair above $4 a share, $4.09 per share, their 52-week range, a low of $3.32 and a high of $7.95. All right. So if it sees its glory days, if you will, or their high points of the last 12 months, it's a potential double up out there. Don't mean it's going to do it at all. Just because the stock's been somewhere before does not mean it'll ever be there again. But if I look at a 5-year graph, we go and look at a 5-year graph, since XM has had considerable resistance at around a $7 range. Whenever it approaches, you know, between 6 and 7, it's been having some choppiness. And that choppiness has been consistent for quite some time, going on 4 years of that. So the good people over here, Yahoo Finance, they see about a 20% appreciation. They see $4.81 as a 1-year price target. Another source I have sees $4.52, which would really be on like about an 11% upside. So either way, both of my sources see it being higher than it is today. And just because my sources say it don't mean it's going to happen, right? They don't make it gospel, but it does provide some level of comfort in my sentiment. Now, I do know that it has fallen to a low in 2023. Exactly 1 year from today, it closed at $3.64. And then it also, between last couple weeks of May of last year, it got to around $3.50. But it's been, ever since then, it's had a support of roughly $4. It's been consistent. It's bounced off of this level considerably in the last year. So I think that $4 may be a support, a very firm support line for this stock. And if that's the case, if they're recalibrating $4 as being that bottom, then now would be a really good time to consider potentially doing something. What you do and how long you do it, now that's personal preference. But like I said, I think it'd be a couple years before Sirius gets up there, because again, similar to we cover in the past on my list, company like Paramount Global, it's a lot of competition when you're looking for human beings' eyes and ears, right? When that's what you need, you're fighting for attention. I think almost every company on earth that's not even involved in entertainment is fighting for people's attention. Everything is to get our eyes and ears on it. And so not just to get our attention, grab it, but how can you maintain it? Right. And so visual content is challenging and hard to maintain, as can be audio content. But again, I'm interested in this company because I personally use it. I've subscribed to SiriusXM for years, several years. Like once I got it and got to the mix, I mean, I literally have not listened to traditional radio, not in my car, for years. I mean, several. I'm a loyal SiriusXM listener, and I know that the people who I have in my car as guests who may not have SiriusXM, once they hear it and experience it for a while, it makes them a believer. So, but I like what I see under the hood for SiriusXM. They boast a 14% profit margin, 21.5% operating margin, and 12.5% return on asset. Revenue for the trailing 12 months just shy of $9 billion. Quarterly growth year over year is kind of flat. It's right at a 0.20%, but it's positive, but it's still pretty flat. EBITDA, earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization, just a little more than $2.5 billion, represents quarterly earnings growth year over year down 3.5%. And they have total cash on hand, $216 million, relative to $9.5 billion of debt. They did take on some hefty contracts to secure some of their online personalities. They do pay a dividend, but their payout ratio is only 31%, right? And I told you that there's nothing wrong with dividends as long as the payout ratio isn't high and stressing them out. They can pay their dividend with their eyes closed. So that's comforting. And they do pay an 11 cents per share dividend, which, again, 11 cents doesn't sound like much, but you're talking about a $4 stock. So that 11 cent dividend yield is actually an additional 2.5% of income you have coming in on your money because of that dividend. And so there, if you look at it from like a, if you looked at it like a savings account, it's not a lot of savings accounts that pay 2.5% annual interest. But if you get 2.5% from picking up shares of SiriusXM, which someday could be worth $6, $7, $8, now you see how the money can be made with a strategy like this. And, but I would encourage you to not take my word for it and jump in. Check out the content. You can download the app. You can check out, tune in some of that stuff for free. They have free trials and stuff like that. Just check it out and see if it's something you rock with. And I know I used to listen to Pandora all the time before they got bought out by SiriusXM. Pandora actually used to be publicly traded as well. And their ticker symbol used to just be P. I used to own some of that stock. But yeah, so I like them. I added it to my list. So it's on my list. I like some feedback from you. What do you think? It says that they have a market capitalization just over $15 billion a share. So it is a large cap stock. And they have a PE ratio of 12.75. I like PE ratios between 10 and 30. So it's a value there. And a beta of 1.06. So not a very volatile stock at all. They chug right along. I just think that they need some kind of, I don't know, some kind of extra thing, some oomph to get people to tap in more. I don't know what it is, but I would be interested in jumping on their most recent conference call and hearing what their strategies are to move forward. Because that's one thing that's powerful about conference calls. They can't come up there and just tell you about what happened. They have to have forward-looking commentary to set up what's called guidance. They have to guide us somewhere. Okay, we see how we got here and where we are. What should we expect moving forward? And so I would be interested in what their strategy is, both short term and long term, because they have a huge portfolio. If anybody exposed to SiriusXM's network, it's like 100 different channels and it's all kind of content. Like they mentioned before, from news to sports, entertainment, business news, international news, college show. They got all types of content, comedy shows, you name it. It's there. Stock market stuff, believe it or not. They got like Bloomberg Radio has a thing on there. Fox Business. It's quite a few things going on there. So I encourage you to check it out. Right. Check out the product and see if you like the product. Because if you don't like the product, don't buy the stock. You know what I'm saying? At least have confidence in the products and services that a company offers before you use your hard earned money and invest in it. Right. So have some type of connection. So I'm going to land the plane there, SiriusXM Holdings, Inc., S-I-R-I, on my bargain basement list. So stick with us. We'll be back with more right here on the Bullish Picks podcast with your main man, Hunter Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell. Holla back.
Great meals start with Mount Sinai olive oil. Mount Sinai olive oil is first cold pressed with no added preservatives, which gives it a rich and delicious flavor. No matter what's for dinner, Mount Sinai olive oil is here with the delicious pure oil to pair it with. Shop online at mountsinaioliveoil.com.